Good day, Michael.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm very well. As always, very well. How are you?
You are, as always, very well.
Yeah, I feel I've not really got too much to complain about.
Yeah, this must be a British thing.
Yeah, I think as a default, we say that we're okay.
We're well, yeah. No. Actually, there's pretty funny. So on the Random Post, one of my many websites, and at least in this case, the domain is active, is therandompost.com, exactly how it sounds. There's a great video that I posted up called from YouTube, and you can search for it there if you want, How to Speak Minnesotan. And it's great because it's like they flash, like, you know, your husband has been in a horrible car accident and has had all of his limbs ripped off and he can't speak and he's unconscious. You know, how do you feel? I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, it's just various ways of this sweet, like, you know, little blonde lady going, I'm fine. I'm fine. All right, I digress. Okay, so I had this just insane idea, okay?
Okay.
But I don't think it's that crazy.
Just insane.
Just insane.
Right.
I'm a little worried about Tumblr.
Oh, I'm so glad you're... Okay.
All right.
Right, so Patrick doesn't always share the topics with me before we record.
No.
He's clearly not shared this one with me, and I'm very excited for this conversation.
I don't know. You got to see the direction I'm taking it before you can get too excited.
Okay.
You know, and I think that this is true of obviously a lot of web services out there and a lot of things that we've come to rely on and use. Less so of Facebook, you know, less so of Twitter. Although Twitter is certainly partially there, they're not nearly as far there as Tumblr. But basically, Tumblr has no sustainable business model that I can easily discern. Like with Facebook, you know, it's advertising, right? That's the direction they're going, it's the direction they've gone, it's the direction they're going to continue to go, and it's only going to get worse. And as much as Mark Zuckerberg apologizes profusely every time they change the privacy policy, and unbeknownst to you, completely rearrange and change and redefault your privacy settings to be completely wide open. And he said, oh, geez, I'm sorry that happened. And, yeah, we'll try to be better about it next time. And only for next time for it to happen again and for him to apologize. Yeah. But there is a reason they're doing that, right? And that's because their business model depends upon those settings being completely open. They want you to share. Why? Well, because that's how they got to advertise against that stuff. All right. And so they have a business model, and that's great. That's terrific for Facebook, and Facebook actually will be around for a lot longer because of that. Twitter is kind of going that same direction with promoted tweets and things like that, and although they're not completely out of the water yet, and they need to go a lot further down that road if that is, in fact, their plan to continue to provide this free service, that's great. Tumblr doesn't have anything like this. It's yet. I mean, maybe they're planning on it. Maybe they're planning on putting ads into the dashboard or something like that. But I don't know what those plans are. They haven't communicated those plans. And all I can see is that they are burning through massive amounts of VC money. So it got me thinking. Because I'm a firm believer in paying for the services that not only you use and that you believe in and that you support, but there's a reason why, and you pay for those things in the hopes that they'll be able to pay their bills and won't go away because you love them, right? I love Tumblr. I do. There's a reason why I run several sites on Tumblr. I really like it. And sure, there are issues. There's been some downtime issues here and there, and I've had my problems, and I've had my backs and forth with certain very high level staff members at Tumblr about these things, and they have all been resolved out of a mutual feeling of respect and love. But it is because of that respect and love that I fear for them, right? It's like when you have a kid and, you know, you see them out there making the wrong choices, you know, doing drugs with their friends at the party, getting into cars with drunk drivers and, you know, having sex without condoms. You know, you love them. You never stop loving them. They're your child, but you worry about them. And I worry about Tumblr. So here's where the insanity comes in. I have at this point almost 22,000 people following me in Tumblr. These are other Tumblr users. These are people who are signed up for Tumblr. 22,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What if half of those people, let's just say 10,000. What if 10,000 people decided, organized themselves and decided, you know what? We're going to take a $10 bill every month, put it in an envelope, addressed to Tumblr with no return address, and put it in the mail. $100,000 in cash showing up at Tumblr's doors with no way to give it back. Right? Hmm. I mean, if I'm eating, you know, lunch with you, and I leave a 20 on the table and run away, never to be seen again, what are you going to do with that 20? What are you going to do, Mike? You going to donate that 20 to charity?
Well, I guess it's going to have to pay for the bill, isn't it?
Oh, let's say we're not eating out somewhere. Let's say we're eating. Regardless, I leave a $20 bill at your feet and then bolt. I'm a perfect stranger, let's just say, and I leave a $20 bill at your feet and bolt. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to take it.
That's right. That's what I'm suggesting we do. Occupy Tumblr. Occupy them with our funding. That's right. If they don't want to charge us, they don't want to charge the people that use the service at some level, whether it be a freemium model where there's, you know, you pay for Tumblr Pro, whether it be, you know, you have to buy any theme other than a select of the five, you know, default, whatever their model is that doesn't involve investment, but simply involves our users are going to pay us to use the service. If they're not willing to do that for us, perhaps we should leave a 20 at their feet and bolt, or a 10 in this case, and bolt. $1.2 million a year showing up in cash on their doorstep just because we love them, just because we care, and because we think that that might be enough to keep the servers running.
Can I give you a number?
Sure.
36,617,282.
And that number is?
The total blogs on Tumblr.
Wow. Wow.
Posts today, 44,860,210.
Wow.
That's direct from Tumblr's site, from their about page.
Wow.
So that is
36 million blogs on Tumblr.
36 million Tumblr blogs.
Just think. Just think about this. 1%. 1% charges, you know, they motivate 1% of their users to pay $10 a month.
I just think you put a banner ad on the dashboard. $10 a month to remove it. You also get this, and this feature. Job done.
Yes. Done.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. And, you know, obviously, I can't say this, but I would like to think that these people are smarter than me.
Yeah.
Hence why they have a website that has 36 million blogs on it.
Yes.
Users would say, maybe, you know, 30 million users or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would naturally assume from that these people know what they're doing. So I would like to think that they have there's a plan. That there has to be a plan, right? Because you can't run a business. And I know it's an oft used joke these days, you know, of the San Francisco VC funded startup, right?
Right.
All they do is just burn through money, and they just say the business plan will come later.
Yeah,
Tumblr's been around.
Same joke we've been telling since the last time this happened in the late 90s. But go ahead.
Yeah. Tumblr's been around for long enough now that they have to have a business plan, like a business mm-hmm. model. They have to have one now because they wouldn't keep getting investment. Because to continue getting investment at this stage, they would have to have a plan, right? Because these people are even less idiots than what anyone at Tumblr could be.
You think yeah. they do? I don't know.
I do. Because I think you can, you know, these VCs, it is their own cash. They at some mm-hmm. point that, you know, they have to understand they're going
to
make some money back.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a big enough site now where they could have done what we are proposing they do. Mm-hmm. So they must have a great idea, because if I was a VC, I would ask, why haven't you done this?
Yeah. I would think so. But short of that, without any communication as to what that idea might be, and they don't have to tell their users. Who am I? I'm just some guy. But I know one thing. I know David Karp.
Mm-hmm.
He's the founder of Tumblr. I know he reads Minimal Mac. You search through Minimal Mac, see how many posts he's liked. He reads it.
Maybe
he's told me he reads
this one to the site.
See, that's what I'm talking about on the podcast, man. I'm scared. Scared of David. Scared of David.
Kick you off.
No, they're not going to kick me off. They'd never kick me. David likes the site too much to kick it off, right? I'm serious. I'm saying it here on the podcast. David, every month from now on, you're going to receive a $10 bill. You want to know where it is? I hope you listen to or where it's from. I hope you listen to the podcast. You can look up my address. It's online. You want to send it back, that's fine. But the reason I'm saying it here, I'm not posting it to the site, because I don't want it back. Keep it. $10. $10. Because I'll tell you, that is a fraction of what it's worth to me, right? That is a fraction of what I would be willing to pay every month.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I'm not joking about this, right? I mean, the fact is that, Minimal Mac provides provides a certain portion of my income. $10? That's nothing. I'd pay $100 a month if that's what it took to give me, you know, if I got $100 worth of quality out of the service. Heck yeah. If $100 a month gave me like guaranteed uptime, 99%, what have you. Gave me, some additional features, and I didn't have to look at ads on the dashboard. I mean, I would have to call some question at $100 a month, but, all I'm saying is that they have users. Out of that 36 million, I would imagine that there's at least 1% that would be more than happy to drop a 10 spot at their door and walk away every month. And so, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm occupying Tumblr. Damn it. I'm the 1%.
You clearly are the 1%. You're less than 1%.
I'm the less than 1% that I think it would take. And I'm asking, look, any of you out there, if you use Tumblr and you care about Tumblr and you want to see Tumblr survive, not saying that they're in trouble. I have no idea. They may have a fantastic – there might be something going on in the back end that will ensure their longevity from here as far as the eye can see. And when this dot-com bubble bursts and all of this VC money dries up just like it has before, and it will, because all this money is – we've talked about money before. Money is fake. It doesn't exist. But for So when it goes away, Tumblr will survive. We don't have to worry about Tumblr because we know that they're getting $10 of our money, our cash money, at their doorstep. So it's Tumblr Inc., 35 East 21st Street, 9th floor, New York, New York, 10010. That's where I'm sending $10 in cash every month until they figure out how to send it back to me.
He's making a stand, ladies and gentlemen. No one can stop him.
You know, I just don't. And why don't we do this with everything we love? Why don't we do this with Twitter? We want to do. Do we want to see Twitter change their mind on promoted tweets and garbage from, you know, sugar water companies? It's not even sugar; it's high fructose corn syrup companies showing up randomly in our stream. Do we really need that? We have that on our TVs. We know what it looks like. We see it everywhere in the grocery store and every ball game we go to. I don't need to know. I don't need any to see it anymore. We want to stop them from going down that path. Maybe we should just drop a 10 spot in and send it to Twitter. How many of Twitter's users? What is there? Something like, yeah, five. You know, there's as many Twitter users at this point as there are, more so than there are Tumblr blogs. Get 1% of those people to drop a 10 spot in the mail to Twitter every single day. And maybe right there on the bill, say, please no ads. You know, I think that would send a powerful message. It's funny the way that money has a way of sending a message.
And as of 2011, 300 million users.
300 million users.
March 28th, that number was announced.
I'm just saying, you know, 1%. What's 1% of that? 3 million?
Yeah.
$3 million shows up at their door every single month in cash. All with no ads written on the spot where the Treasury Secretary's name normally goes, right? You know, this is, here, take this. I think that would make a statement about how the general usership might feel about advertising appearing in their streams, and maybe they would have a second thought about it. Not saying that they would or that they have to. I'm just saying that at least it would voice our concerns in a way that matters. And for some strange reason in this society, money matters. And, like I said, it has a way of sending a message. So, yeah. So, there you go. Did you have any idea I was going to go that direction, Michael?
No, I thought you were going to tell me you were leaving.
Nope, not yet. Not yet. Want to give him my money first. Want to at least give that a shot first. See what happens.
Because you were leaving.
Oh, yeah. And I've always got a backup plan. There's always a backup plan. Now, I'm the person who backs up my Dropbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I back up.
I'm getting
very excited. I back up Dropbox to another offsite location. Because I'm that paranoid about
it. So are you using the Tumblr exporter tool to back up? Is that how you back up, or you back up some other way?
So I do back up once a week using the Tumblr exporter poll at 7 o'clock, or tool at 7 o'clock every Sunday. I back up Minimal Mac using that tool. It goes into that backup goes into a folder on my Dropbox.
And then the Dropbox is then taken offsite to something else.
Well, and then I also have a backup of the Dropbox offsite to somewhere else. Now, so there's always an exit plan, and that's part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it could be, and I'm not saying it is, I'm just saying it could be, because there's many ways to go about doing this. But what if I had a WordPress site somewhere? And what if every post I made to Tumblr I also made to WordPress?
He definitely does that, and I'll give $10 to the person who finds it.
That's impossible, because it's local. So it's local. But that said, all I have to do is do a rsync between the local server and the, and I definitely do have a dev minimal Mac up. That's fine.
So let me ask you a question. Are all the existing posts on there?
Everything I post to Tumblr, I also post there.
I mean, like, what is going back to post number one?
I have imported.
Oh man! So
all
it's ready,
of that
like-
stuff. It's not completely ready because there's some things that were not fixed with the import. There's some, you know, there's like some images that, you know, didn't come through or whatever. But let's just say that you could go back maybe you could go back 10 pages before you found a missing, you know, a missing linked image or something like that.
Probably more than the average person would do anyway, right?
Maybe. I continue to get traffic surprisingly deep.
Yeah. Your site used to be more go backable, like, because there used to be more images, right?
Yeah.
So I remember the first time I found Minimal Mac. This is not a criticism, by the way. It's just because the site's changed. When I first found Minimal Mac, it was a lot more minimal workspaces and
things
tips
like
and tricks.
That. Yeah, and tips and tricks. And so it was easy to skim.
Icons and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, it was easy to skim back and go back and see what you've missed and not be overwhelmed with, like, having to read too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not going to change. In fact, that's probably going to only get worse, right? Like, and I'm increasingly, like...
Well, you're a writer now, right? You know, you're not just an image finder.
Yeah. It's one of my curse, part of my curse. I can flip that switch at any time, but there's a reason that I don't, right? And that is because I prefer Tumblr. I prefer the dashboard. I prefer the back end. I prefer the ease of reblogging, things like that. Oh, that's another thing that obviously is a lot more difficult to cross post and to redo. So I can't easily do a reblog. So if I do a reblog on my Tumblr, I have to at some point later. So it's not always completely up to date. I just have to at some point later do. You know, basically do a link and comment post to that same thing, right?
Wow.
Because there's nothing compatible in the WordPress universe for a reblog. Does that make sense? Like if I'm reblogging from something, you know, I went to this site and I hit the reblog button, you know, because it's a Tumblr site, I hit reblog and I get the Tumblr interface and I have to da 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 da. I do everything in the interface. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. It does.
And so then I have to, on the WordPress side of things, basically go back, visit that site, and basically, you know, use the bookmarklet there to press it to WordPress. You know, so yeah, I'm having to do two of everything, and some things are easier to do than others.
Just have to give yourself that little bit of extra work.
No, I'm paranoid, is the thing. I'm absolutely, you know, like I said, without seeing the business model, as far as I'm concerned, Tumblr could go away tomorrow.
Well, it got really bad for a while.
Oh, yeah, and that's when I decided to do this. That's when I decided to set this up.
Yeah.
I mean, I had been backing up anyway, you know, using a little Tumblr export. I had been doing that anyway. But, yeah, that made me paranoid. In the same way that the reason that I'm such a, you know, paranoid Nazi about backup is because... Because at some point in my distant past, I lost a lot of stuff. And I vowed that I was never going to let that happen again. And so now I go overboard. Right? And that's kind of what I'm doing here. Yeah, it's double the work, and it's part of the reason why my post frequency is not even close to what it used to be. Because for everything I post, I have to post twice. So I'm very, very careful about, you know, what I post. And there's some things that, you know, I should post about that, and but I just don't feel like it. I have to do it twice. I mean, it's easy. It's copy and paste, right? But still. Ugh. So now you know everything about my exit plan, should I need to have one, but I have no plans to have one yet. First, I'd like to give them my money. I really love Tumblr. I want Tumblr to stick around. And anyone out there who uses Tumblr, who's equally crazy, as well as equally concerned, 10 spot in the mail. I gave you the address. I'll give it again. Tumblr, Inc., 35 East 21st Street, 9th floor, New York, New York, 10010. Do not put a return address on the envelope. If for some reason it gets lost in the mail, who cares? That's not the point. The point is that you are making an effort to occupy their bank account with your money to ensure that they stick around because you love them.
Or you could just go the sensible route and sign up for Squarespace.
Because Squarespace has a method for you to pay them, right? Yeah.
And it's just incredible.
Maybe I should do another clone on Squarespace.
Just go take a look at it. I mean, nothing brings down a Squarespace site except Squarespace themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I have to say, Tumblr's up and they're good. I mean, I've had a lot of traffic thrown my way. I mean,
so that's fine. But the problem is they're down. They're still down. They still go down, you know, and it seems to be absolutely completely random.
Gotcha.
But there you go.
All right. Well, that's my pitch for today. And I feel insane. We'll talk later, mate.
We will. Thank you.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.